Hey everybody, welcome back to Thin Line Believers podcast. Steve with you here again today on this Thanksgiving week. And, I just hope everybody's having a good week, and I hope you guys all get some time with family and get some time spent together, and hope that it is beneficial and good for your soul to have that time with your family. We took a little bit of time in between these. We're trying to let folks get caught up. I know sometimes when we post quickly and often, it's hard to tune in and listen to all of them. So I'm hoping that everybody was able to get caught up. And this week, I've been walking through a little bit of a time. This time of year for me is rough, with it being the anniversary of the passing of two of my brothers within about a 5-week period. It always kind of hits me in different ways. And this year, I think the theme of it for me was doubt. And not necessarily doubt in the Lord, just doubt in general. And I know I've have a few friends out there and people that I know that have been dealing with the same thing. Have been dealing with doubt. And so I thought I'd touch on doubt. I know it would be normal for us to talk about Thanksgiving and being thankful and all that, and I think it kind of ties in anyways to that in the end. But doubt in and of itself is difficult, and it's miserable, and it's a miserable place to be, and it slowly destroys our fellowship with God, whether it is that we're doubting in Him or whether it's doubt just in general. It doesn't put us in a good place. And spiritually, when you look at doubt, it can be a silent killer for our soul, if you will, and for our spirituality. This doubt and this, dark, deep place. I guess you could lump that into two different things. Anxiety could come into play. Depression could come into play. Your relationships can suffer, with doubt creeping in. It has many origins. It can be a coping mechanism due to not understanding how to handle a tough situation. A desperate, silent cry for help after a terrible experience that has happened in life. Or an arrogant attitude of pride that believes God owes us something, and owes us more because of the way we've been living. And then that doubt creeps in and kind of builds within us. We may doubt that God would ever want to truly work in our lives or through a tough situation we are going through. After all, who are we compared to God? And what about the times we contribute to the tough situations we are facing due to unwise past decisions we've made, or things like that? Does God just leave us stuck with our consequences, with no mercy or forgiveness in sight? No, not at all. I mean, that's quite the antithesis of who God is and who Jesus is. It is understandable to have these feelings of doubt after a terrible loss has taken place. We mostly all, and I would think most of us, have been to those places and been in those places. It takes time to come to terms with a situation that has broken your heart or impacted your life. I can speak personally for me that, there are things in my life that still every year that they come around, I have to deal with them and I have to struggle with them. One being the death of my brothers, and that's been, many years now. It's been over a decade that happened, but I still feel that when it comes around. What about tough times where an unfair loss takes place, through no fault of your own? God works in and through every situation we face. Nothing takes God by surprise. I mean, I think that's something that I always have to go back to, knowing that he knows everything in every day of our life. He can redeem any circumstance by causing good to come from it, if we allow him and if we allow it. And I think that's the key. It's allowing that to happen and allowing God to work through those situations that are the key to it, are the key to us getting to the other side of those tough times and that doubt. Many times, he shows his mercy as he allows us to help others who later go through a similar grief, experience, or loss. He never wastes a trial, heartache, or hurt, as long as we submit our heartaches and doubts to Him. I find these situations, you know, to be true. I mean, I have helped quite a few people through some dark times and helped them walk through just with the lessons that I've learned and the mistakes that I've made, whether that be in my marriage, whether that be not my marriage now, but previous marriage. And, you know, even, I guess, things that I've screwed up in my marriage now. You know, as long as we submit our hearts and doubts to Him and our times of darkness and trials to Him, there's nothing that He can't help us with. You know, I doubted God, like I said, after a tragic, heartbreaking season and circumstances took place. I could not grasp why it was allowed to happen, how He could let this happen to me, to my family, to His kids, to both of my brothers' families and kids. You know, doubt plagued and engulfed me. It hasn't been until years later now that I realized the purpose for what God allowed and what God allowed to happen. In circumstances where something bad happens, you know, He has always been so patient with me, and He is so patient with us. He knows it's going to take a toll on us, and He is the answer to restoring our hope and faith. When you take refuge in Him, He is faithful to guide you through the doubts you have so that you can come back to a place of complete trust. In times we are self-saturated or, you know, self-absorbed and upset that God didn't do exactly what we thought was best, I believe that is directly challenging God. I mean, we are directly challenging Him and saying, "You didn't do what you're supposed to do." But how can we do that? I mean, we don't know anything about what God knows about what His plan for us or what His goal is for us or what His end result is of these things that we go through. You know, it's funny, as earthly people, we want what we want and are upset that God doesn't bend to our plans. This kind of doubt is eventually lethal to our relationship with God, and many times it can affect our other relationships too. In these times, I believe it's important to humble ourselves. You know, I find that in times that I'm struggling with my faith, it affects my marriage. It affects my relationship with my friends, with my kids. And I do find that at those times, I have to humble myself and put off myself and put off my earthly ways of thinking and doing and come back to the Lord so that, you know, those relationships can mend and my relationship with the Lord can mend. It is imperative to understand that God has a plan for each and every situation or heartache we experience or go through. I know I keep harping on that, but I've seen it time and time again in my life and in other lives that this has been true. If God allows us to go through a trying situation that attempts to make us doubt, or a situation that stretches us, we can trust that He has plans to increase the flexibility of us and that He can use us for His glory in the future. You know, it's never fun to go through these events, and they can truly attempt to knock us out and knock us down. You know, life challenges can tempt us to be bitter towards God, but we must realize and embrace the truth that God genuinely wants what is best for us, and doubt attempts to lead us away from God's best. God sees the big picture when we can't. When tempted to doubt, use that as a signal, you know, to have a genuine heart and to have a heart-to-heart talk with God. Pray to Him. Let Him know how you're feeling. He truly works out every situation we face for the greater good. You know, today I want you to ask God to take control of your life. Completely give Him you. Pour your heart out to Him. Share with Him all your doubts, your hurts, your worries, your frustrations, disappointments, fears, failures, etc. ask him to grant you that wisdom, that, you know, that, just that wisdom, and help you to see, you know, the greater purpose you doubt when these circumstances come up. Ask him to resolve any bitterness in your heart towards him, others, situations that may have happened. Tell him you would like to repent of your doubt and begin trusting him again. He has a heart filled with love and mercy for you. Jesus said, if you can, everything is possible for one who believes. Immediately the boy's father exclaimed, I do believe. Help me overcome my unbelief. Mark chapter 9, 23 and 24. And we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. Romans chapter 8, verse 28. You know, James chapter 1, 2 through 5, and I know I've quoted this and I'm going to keep quoting it because it's one that I go back to a lot. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and it will be given to you. James chapter 1, 2 through 5. Blessed is the one who perseveres under trials, because, having stood the test, that person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those who love him. James 1, 12. And I want to leave you with 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. And this came up on the screen at church this last week when I was listening to John, our pastor, speak, and it hit me. I mean, it's not an easy thing to do, and it's something that we fall away from, and that I think is a good reminder. And it ties into giving thanks during this Thanksgiving weekend. Give thanks in all circumstances. Pray always, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. I'd like to leave you with that, and with, you know, that maybe you can go and you can pray and you can really dig in with God and let him know maybe what you're doubting, what you're struggling with, whether it be past things, present things, or things that you may be coming up that you doubt about. Go to him. Pray to him. If you have any concerns, any questions, anything that me and Adam can help you through, please let us know. We're here for you, as always. Have a blessed week this week, and hopefully a time spent with family, whether that's yours or extended family. And please let us know if we can be here for you. Have a blessed week. We'll talk to you soon.